Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Emergency crews in East Hollywood are on the scene of reports of a vehicle striking about 20 people in a crowd with 4 to 5 in critical condition. There are a few details known, but Southern California is in mourning. Law enforcement lining the road along to the county coroner's office in memory of 3 sheriff's deputies killed in an explosion Friday at a training facility. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna said,
"This is unfortunately the largest loss of life for us as the LA County Sheriff's Department since 1857.
Nobody else was hurt. Authorities are investigating the case. President Trump signed the first major piece of federal legislation regulating cryptocurrency. He's also instructed the Justice Department to seek the release of grand jury transcripts from the Jeffrey Epstein case. This is ABC News. Teenager in Maine's in custody in connection with the killing of a paddleboarder. Authorities say 48-year-old Sunshine Stewart was killed paddleboarding near 100-acre island. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Court records identify the teen as Devin Young from Frankfort, Maine, and prosecutors say he acted with depraved indifference to Stewart's life when he allegedly strangled and bludgeoned her to death. Sources told ABC News the teen had been summering with his family at the same campground as the 48-year-old. Young appeared remotely in front of a judge and denied the allegations. The judge ordered he be kept at a juvenile detention center in Portland until his next court date in August.
Former CEO of a pair of fashion technology companies is free on $1 million bail after she pleaded not guilty to charges she cheated investors of over $300 million. Federal prosecutors say Christine Hunsaker forged documents, fabricated audits, and made material misrepresentations about the companies Castle Incorporated and P180. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Time right now for your updated weekend forecast for Southwest Wisconsin from WRCO-FM meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Cloudy and humid today, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, peaks of sun, isolated showers again in the afternoon with a high right around 80. For tonight, partly cloudy will drop down to 62. Sunday, partly sunny with a small chance of showers far south with a high of 79. Sunday night, partly cloudy, 58. Monday, partly cloudy and seasonal, a slight chance of a shower overnight, daytime high at 82. Variably cloudy and muggy again on Tuesday, spotty showers or storms possible, a high of 85. Wednesday, definitely the hottest day of the week, hot, humid, partly sunny, and a slight chance of showers with a high near 90. We pull back to 83 on Thursday. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Well, that rain did not miss us. 500s of an inch of rain, light rain continuing to fall, rumbles of thunder, some lightning out there as well. Once that moves out, we may see some sunshine later today. The Works Floor and Home Thermometer showing 68 with Chris Ledoux.
When I was just a very young lad,
I walked up and I told my dad, a bareback rider's what I wanna be. I want the whole world to know about me. In the rodeo arena, I'll take my stand. I wanna be known as a rodeo man. I'll come flying from the chute with my spurs up high, shafts and boots reaching for the sky. Spurring wild with my head thrown back. You'll ask who's that? Well, that's Bareback Jack. You'll ask who's that? That's old Bareback Jack. The years of boyhood now have passed. It didn't take long to learn the tricks real fast. Now I'm going down the road with my rodeo gear, and I hope to make the finals in just a few years. When my chance comes, I'll give it a whirl. Try to win the championship of the world. I'll come flying from the chute with my spurs up high, shafts and boots reaching for the sky. Spurring wild with my head thrown back. You'll all know me, my name's Bareback Jack. You'll all know me, my name's Bareback Jack. I'm laying in bed. The son of a buck jumped onto my head. I'm laying here dying and hurting real bad. I wish I'd listened to my old dad when he said, son, you better quit fooling around. You're gonna get your guts stomped into the ground. You come flying from the chute with your tail up high. That old bucking horse is gonna throw you in the sky. When you come down, you're gonna break your back. Then we'll all know you as old crippled up Jack. And that'll be all for old Bareback Jack.
That's a great way to start your Saturday, Chris Ledoux. Another great way to start your Saturday, the Boaz Lions Club hosting a pancake breakfast between now and 9:30 or until gone. It's at the Boaz Community Building. A free will offering will be taken. Here's a little Big Town.
I'm an ordinary man. They don't tell me nothing, so I find out all.
I remember when that song came out originally in the 1980s, released by Phil Collins. It was one of those songs that sort of get to your soul if you listen to the words. You can relate to it, kind of chills up and down your arm. Yeah, well, Little Big Town and Sugarland's version brought that all back to me. What a great release. Take Me Home from 2024. Light rain continues to fall. We're at 600s. We're less than 10 minutes away from our look at this week in entertainment history at 720.
The wind is moving, but I am standing still. A life of pages waiting to be filled. A heart that's hopeful, a head that's full of dreams. But this becoming
here, and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
Coming this July.
And also this August.
It's Little Shop
of Horrors.
It's a comedy.
It's a musical.
Come see Seymour fall in love with Audrey.
Come see Seymour fall in love with the plant.
Come see Seymour and Audrey sing to each other.
Come see Seymour feed Audrey's boyfriend to the plant.
What?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come cheer as Seymour's boss promises to adopt him.
Come gasp as Seymour feeds him to the plant.
What? Him too?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come hear the doo-wop girls sing you the story.
Come hear the plant sing Feed Me.
The plant can sing?
And eat a lot of people.
I don't want to hear it.
It's all part of Little Shop of Horrors.
At the Richland Center High School, July 25th, 26th, and 27th.
And August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Showtimes at 7 o'clock p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
And 2 p.m. on Sundays.
Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for kids.
With a family package of two adults and any number of kids for $50.
Don't miss Little Shop of Horrors.
It's a dark comedy, but it's really a lot of fun.
Attention shoppers! Save 20 to 50% on shoes and clothing, including top name brands at Mr. G's in Richland Center. Join the fun with great bargains both outside and in store at Mr. G's Sidewalk Sale in the Richland Square today through Sunday. Mr. G's is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., Saturday, 9 to 4, and Sunday, 10 to 3. Don't miss out!
Mr. G's!
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Cool down and stock up this July at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Stay breezy with the Perfect Air high-velocity fan and upgrade your yard work with the 50-foot pocket hose Silver Bullet 2.0. Plus Ace 32-gallon trash can, just $22.99, $20 off a Craftsman 300 PSI gas pressure washer with Ace Rewards, and Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Hot savings, cool deals, only at Walsh's Ace, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Meyer Oil and LP, your hometown heroes delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
It's time right now for an epic time travel journey of entertainment proportion. We do it every week at 7:20. It's a look at this week in entertainment history. In 1975, Melissa Manchester appeared on the American Bandstand and performed her hit, Midnight Blue. In 1960, the pilot episode of The Dick Van Dyke Show aired. In 1996, HBO aired the final episode of Tales from the Crypt. In 2007, the 100th episode of American Chopper aired. In 1989, My Sister Sam actress was murdered.
Rebecca Schaefer was 22 when she was shot and killed this week in 1989. Movies released in 1985, The Legend of Billie Jean, 1995, Clueless, and 1996, Trainspotting. And English actor Benedict Cumberbatch was born this week in 1976. Don't go anywhere. Today's Rabbit Ears Memory is coming up next.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
It's unfair to ask a woman to be the wife of a mailman. Well, watching them get up every morning, strapping on that old mailbag, going out and hitting those mean streets, never knowing whether he's coming back or not.
Today's Rabbit Ears Memory is a comedy-drama television series that originally aired in America on ABC from 1977 to 1986. In addition, three TV movies aired before the regular series premiered, and four specials and a TV movie aired after the series was canceled. Today's Rabbit Ears Memory is The Love Boat.
Exciting and new, come aboard, we're expecting you, and love, life's sweetest reward, let it flow, it floats back to you. We'll be right back.
to take a little long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready. Crazy little thing called love. This thing called love. I just can't handle it. This thing called love. I must.
That's a great Yoakam remake. Crazy little thing called love. 7:27 for your weekend. Wake up. The worst floor and home thermometer showing 68 degrees. Keeping you prepared for every season. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge showing 0.8 inches. And light rain continues to fall. In just a couple of moments, we'll see who is celebrating.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way. Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
As we move into the 7:30 mark, time to see who is celebrating birthdays and anniversaries sponsored today by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants, just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
We have a very happy 70th birthday today on this Saturday, July 19th. Get together to Susan Hafner, love, mother. Randy Pop is celebrating, and Randy makes St. Luke's Lutheran Church list today. Susan Hafner, happy birthday from Leroy, Tim, Shelly, Jason, Callie, TJ, and Jocelyn. Jeremy Durst is celebrating a birthday. That note from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Here's a birthday wish going out to Susan Hafner from Lily, Leroy, and Tim. Dallas Johnson, hope you have a great birthday today. That note from Butch and Mrs. Butch. Nyla Rush is celebrating, and Nyla's on the St. Mary's School list today. Here's another one for Susan Hafner, very popular young lady today. Chance, Ruby, Sarge, Roxy, Rufus, and Remy. Also going out to Susan Hafner from Jason, Shelley, TJ, Callie, Jocelyn, and all your friends. Mackenzie Parkhurst, hope you have a great birthday from Park Street Christian Church. Emily Berberich is celebrating today. And Emily is on the Schmidt Woodland Hills list. From the Bloom City Town Crier, Isabella Burns, Dan Felton, Susan Hafner, John Hammond, Eric Hesse, Gretchen Knabel, Sharon Moore, and Bob Payne. We see the Little Willow Birthday Club has three people celebrating: Brandon Cosgrove, Gretchen Knabel, and Tammy Gundlach. From the Richland Center, United Methodist Church, Mark McCollum is on there. Bob Tober, happy birthday from Bob and Heidi. Dan Felton. Congratulations on a birthday today from Beulah Wesleyan Church. The Richland Center Free Methodist Church list, it's a single celebrant today. Isabella Burns has a birthday. From the Back Road Resurrection Life Church, Gretchen Knable, happy birthday. From the Muscadet Blue Ribbon Avoca Club, Lions Club, the Lions would like to wish happy birthday to Heidi Bailey, Austin Wilder, and Casey Jones. And from the Richland Center Lions Club, Madeline Lee, Quintus Banker, Sean McCarthy, and Reed Wilson. Couple of anniversaries, Shay and Michelle Muller, and Aaron and Stacy Unbahan. And if you are celebrating in the area, we'd like to wish you the best as well from everyone right here at WRCO-FM. 900ths of an inch of rain in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services rain gauge. The Wirtz floor and home thermometer showing that we're pretty much leveled out at 69 en route to a high of 80.
Someday you'll care for me, but it's all only make believe.
That's Ronnie McDowell. Right before that, we had King George, part of your weekend wake up. 7:45, we'll have a news update with Joanne Krulatz. That is less than 10 ticks away.
At Cleary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Cleary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Cleary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Cleary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise to make you whole again, a promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecairns.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pull fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pull events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pull near you.
It's the final day of the Our Town celebration in Highland, and the biggest day yet. Come on down to Highland Village Park at 755 Main Street and make some memories. Today's action includes the 5th and 6th grade baseball tournament, the classic car show from 10 to 3, and the kids' carnival from 11 until 6. Just $15 for an all-day wristband, with the first 30 free thanks to H&S Fencing of Highland. There's even more. A pickleball tournament at 10, volleyball at 9, and the beanbag tournament at 11. All with 100% payback. At 2 o'clock, it's bingo time, followed by the always popular chicken barbecue dinner at 5, served rain or shine. Then Doc's Ultimate Entertainment brings the music with DJ karaoke from 7 until 11. And don't miss a spectacular fireworks display at dusk from the Platte River Displays. It's all happening today at Our Town Celebration in Highland. Find details on Facebook at Our Town Highland, Wisconsin, and bring the whole family for one unforgettable day.
We have a tenth of an inch of rain since it started, a little after the 7 o'clock mark this morning. We have a happy birthday wish. Happy 70th going out to Ruth Scott today, and that from your sister.
It's midnight Cinderella, but don't you worry none. Cause I'm Peter Peter, the pumpkin eater, and the party has just begun. Yes, your Prince Charming wasn't after all. Cause he sure seemed different right after the ball. I guess more than horses are turning into rats. And by the way he's walking, I can guess where your slipper's at. It's midnight Cinderella, time that you should know. There's gonna be some changes in the way this story goes. Cinderella, but don't you worry none. Cause I'm Peter Peter, the pumpkin eater, and the party's just begun. I'm gonna help you get over being under that spell. You're gonna learn to love midnight inside this pumpkin shell. I got a few new magic tricks you got mother can't do. And I'll show you what it means to bip, 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 bobbity boo. It's midnight Cinderella, time that you should know. There's gonna be some changes in the way this story goes. It's midnight Cinderella, don't you worry none. Cause I'm Peter Peter, the pumpkin eater, and the party has just begun. It's Peter Peter, the pumpkin eater, and the party has now begun.
Car 6 minutes. It's midnight Cinderella, part of your weekend wake up. Well, we do have some thunder and some lightning moving through, some pretty brisk winds as well. Northeast up to 18 miles per hour, steady at 14 right now. I remember this song from a soap commercial when I was a kid.
Baby, it's pure love. Milk and honey and Captain Crunch and you in the morning. Pure love. Baby, it's pure love. 99 and 44, 100% pure love. I wake up with sunshine. Laying beside me. And bluebirds singing right outside my window. Soft warm kisses. Say good morning. Then I get breakfast in bed. You know you make me so happy. With pure love. Baby, it's pure love. Milk and honey and Captain Crunch. And you in the morning. Pure love. You're the picture of pure love. 99 and 44, 100% pure love.
Want your information first and fast? Sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO-FM.
Summer's here, and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
We have wind, rain, thunder, and lightning throughout southwest Wisconsin. Good morning, time for a news update brought to you by Jones Chevrolet, Town & Country TV & Appliance, and by Walsh's Ace Hardware. Currently a north-northeast wind at 13 miles per hour. We have 11 hundredths of an inch of rain in the rain gauge since earlier this morning. And as mentioned, thunder and lightning were at 70 degrees. Cloudy, humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms all forecast for this morning. We may see some sun and then an isolated thunderstorm again this afternoon with a little bit of humidity. We're looking for a high of 80. Partly cloudy, 62 tonight, 79 tomorrow with a small chance of showers south of Richland Center. and partly cloudy skies with some sunshine tomorrow as well. As mentioned, 11 hundredths of an inch of rain, and we're at 70 degrees. Joanne Krulatz has your morning news coming up next.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's here. Cool down and stock up this July at Walsh's Ace and Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Stay breezy with the Perfect Air high-velocity fan and upgrade your yard work with the 50-foot pocket hose Silver Bullet 2.0. Plus, Ace 32-gallon trash can, just $22.99. $20 off a Craftsman 300 PSI gas pressure washer with Ace Rewards. And Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Hot savings, cool deals, only at Walsh's Ace. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A criminal complaint was issued against Gavin Thompson, 23, of Dodgeville, according to a press conference Friday at the Iowa County Law Enforcement Center. Thompson will be formally charged next week in Iowa County Court for first-degree intentional homicide of Dodgeville resident Dorinda Sedgbrick, burglary while armed, hiding a corpse, and operation of a motor vehicle without consent, along with other possible charges. Gavin Thompson was arrested in Lincoln, Nebraska, following a pursuit, crashing the vehicle, and trying to flee on foot. The body of Dorinda Sedgbrick, 67, of Dodgeville, was located in the vehicle. Authorities believe the killing was a random act of violence. There was no known relationship between the suspect and the victim. The Richland County Sheriff's Department reports a fatal crash occurred Friday night, July 11th. At approximately 6:45, the Richland County Dispatch received a call about a single vehicle rollover with entrapment. Deputies of the Richland County Sheriff's Office responded along with the Lone Rock EMS and Lone Rock Fire Department. The vehicle had been traveling westbound on U.S. Highway 14 when it crossed the center line, left the road, and rolled into the ditch. The driver and only occupant of the vehicle, Donald Foster, 47, of Lone Rock, was found trapped under the driver's side of the vehicle. Life-saving attempts were started by bystanders and the Richland County Sheriff's Office. Foster was transported by Lone Rock EMS to the hospital while life-saving attempts continued. Donald Foster was later pronounced dead at the Richland Hospital. Alcohol and road conditions due to heavy rain are believed to be factors in the crash. The incident is still under investigation by the Richland County Sheriff's Office. The Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services has announced the distribution of over $36 million to fire departments across the state. The funding comes from the 2% fire dues program, which requires insurers to pay 2% of the premiums they collect to the state for distribution to professional, volunteer, and hybrid fire departments. This year's funding through the program increased by nearly 12%. Fire departments use the money they receive for things like equipment, fire prevention programming, and crew training. Attorney General Josh Call announced that he and 45 other attorneys general have indicated they plan to move forward with an agreement in principle with 8 opioid manufacturers that could secure approximately $720 million nationwide for their alleged role in fueling the opioid crisis. Wisconsin would receive up to $12 million under the proposed settlements. The settlements have not been finalized, and the next step in the process is a sign-on period for local governments across the country. Under the proposed agreements, 8 companies would pay. They are Mylan, now part of Viatris, over $284 million over 9 years, Hikma, over $95 million over 1 to 4 years, Amneal, over $71 million over 10 years, Apotex, over $63 million in a single year, Indivior, over $38 million over 4 years, Sun, over $30 million over 1 to 4 years, Alvogen, over $18 million in a single year, and Zydus, over $14 million in a single year. In addition to these abatement payments, several of the settlements would allow states to receive free pharmaceutical products or cash in lieu of this product. 7 of the companies would also be prohibited from promoting or marketing opioids, making or selling any opioid products that contain more than 40 milligrams of oxycodone per pill, and are required to implement monitoring and reporting systems for suspicious orders. Indivior has agreed not to manufacture or sell opioid products for the next 10 years, but it would be able to continue marketing and selling medications to treat opioid use disorder. Including this agreement in principle and the recently announced proposed resolution with Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family, Wisconsin and local governments have obtained settlements amounting to more than $874 million in funds from companies and individuals that allegedly helped fuel the opioid epidemic. Wisconsin election officials have found that the former Madison city clerk broke five election laws during the 2020 presidential election. The bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission voted 5-1 Thursday to accept a report detailing the violations, which included mishandling nearly 200 absentee ballots. However, the commission lacks the authority to bring criminal charges and did not recommend prosecution. The report cited poor management and a lack of procedures in the clerk's office. Madison has since implemented safeguards to prevent similar issues. Four voters whose ballots were uncounted have filed claims seeking compensation as part of a potential lawsuit. A Wisconsin judge has approved releasing a woman from a mental hospital more than a decade after she nearly killed a classmate to please the fictional horror character Slender Man. Experts testified Morgan Geyser has made progress with her mental health, leading to her conditional release plan being approved. She is now 22 and has spent 7 years in a psychiatric hospital after pleading guilty to attempted first-degree intentional homicide. She and a friend lured their victim to a park and stabbed her 19 times. All three girls were 12 years old at the time. The case gained national attention due to the girls' obsession with Slender Man, a popular internet boogeyman. The latest results from performances at the 2025 National High School Rodeo Finals in Rock Springs, Wyoming, are in. We are keeping an eye on the results of entrants who completed at the state finals held last month in Richland Center and earned the right to move on to nationals. In the Thursday morning performances in barrel racing, Kenzie Mason of Scandia, Minnesota, placed 21st with a time of 21.64. In girls cutting, Callie Parrish of Laval placed 12th with a score of 194. In steer wrestling, Braden Carlson of Medford placed 7th with a time of 7.71. In the Thursday evening performances in girls cutting, Carly Guckenberger of Marshfield finished in a three-way tie for 5th with a score of 207. In pole bending, Kaylin Olendick of Camp Douglas placed 27th with a time of 31.034. In rain cow horse, Raylan Johnson of Broadhead placed 21st with a score of 256. In steer wrestling, Braden Scafe of Lancaster placed 2nd with a time of 5.38. In Friday morning performances in goat tying, Callie Parrish placed 14th with a time of 8.25. In pole bending, Raylan Johnson placed 18th with a time of 24.938. In saddle bronc, Trip Kite of Oxford placed 3rd with a score of 76. In tie down roping, Nathan Van Ert of Wisconsin Rapids placed 5th with a time of 12.32. The National High School Rodeo Finals conclude today. The annual Casanova celebration continues today and tomorrow at Casanova Memorial Park. Today's events include a pancake breakfast until 10, the Tracy O. Jennings Memorial Scholarship 5K Run 1 Mile Walk, a free kids fishing contest, and a 3-on-3 basketball tournament, all at 8. The Casanova Legion 491 baseball games will begin at 11, as far as we know. A Luck of the Draw Bags tournament starts at noon. The Hope It Floats Raft race is scheduled to begin at 1:30, and Pasture Golf will start at 4. Tonight, High Mileage will perform at 8, and fireworks will be shot off at dusk. Tomorrow, the parade will step off at 11, featuring this year's Grand Marshal. Jeffrey Even is Casanova's village president.
We've been trying to get Jim Dietloff to be our parade marshal. He's a prominent member of the Legion, a prominent member of the community. When you drive through Casanova and you see all the American flags on the telephone poles, that's Jim Dietloff doing that. He puts them up every year for Memorial Day, takes them down every year after Labor Day. If there's a tattered flag or one that's hung up, he's out there with his extension ladder and he's taking care of it. pretty well anything at the Legion. Jim is your guy to talk to. Before the CAS celebration kind of transitioned to the committee that we have now, Jim was a major player in organizing and behind the scenes work, and just really a guy that doesn't want any credit, so he's really not going to enjoy what I'm saying right now, but really truly deserves it. Been trying for years to get him to be the parade marshal, and he has always turned us down. The compromise this year is that the American Legion will be the parade marshal.
Stay updated about what's going on in Cazenovia this weekend. You can check out their Facebook page. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags to fly at half staff today in honor of a Middleton couple. Former Wisconsin State Patrol Bureau Director David Pabst and his wife Terry were killed in the town of Middleton earlier this month. Authorities believe the couple's son, James, fatally shot them before killing himself. David served the State Patrol for over 38 years, including 25 as a law enforcement officer. Terry most recently worked as a special education teacher at Thoreau Elementary School in Madison. Evers said their memories and contributions to make Wisconsin a better and safer place for all who call our state home will not be forgotten.
Are you tired of repairs on your old laundry set? Let us upgrade you to a new Speed Queen set at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Built tough with legendary laundry performance, warranty, and made in Wisconsin. Stop by our showrooms in Richland Center or Reedsburg today. Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Saturday, July 19th. Timothy Glenn Ernst, 63, of Winona, formerly of Richland Center, died June 5th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held this afternoon from noon to 5 at his son's home at 957 Sextonville Road in Richland Center. Memorials may be made to the Richland Center Police Department K-9 Unit. Timothy Glenn Ernst, 63, of Winona, formerly of Richland Center. Timothy J. Mayberry, 70, of Bloom City, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Sunday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military rites will be held in the Warren Mills Cemetery Monday at 11. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from noon until the time of service at 1. Timothy J. Mayberry, 70, of Bloom City. Alan E. Wanless, 69, of Richland Center, died Monday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. No services will be held. Alan E. Wanless, 69, of Richland Center. Anita Louise Bungie, 83, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Anita Louise Bungie, 83, of Richland Center. Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at Faith United Methodist Church in Lafarge. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 5 to 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services of Viroqua is assisting the family of Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News is sponsored on WRCO FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Dozens of people were hurt, up to five of them critically, after a car plowed into a group of people in Los Angeles. ABC's Melissa Don's at the scene.
Groups of people that were apparently outside here of this music venue, the Vermont